Blog Talk Radio.
We need the glory.
Need the glory.
I'm not talking about a visitation, but a move. Live in my worship. Live in my praise. We need the glory. Come and capture our hearts. Saturate our thoughts. Manifest, Lord, now. Don't let your glory depart. Come and capture our hearts. Saturate our thoughts. Manifest, Lord, now. Don't let your glory depart. We need the glory. We need the glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Come and catch your
our hearts.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We bless your righteous name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Father God, where would we be without you? Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with thanksgiving. We come with a shout. We come with a praise. We come in worship. We come in spirit. We come in truth. Oh, bless your name, Father God. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Anywhere we've come short of your glory, short of your honor, short of your praise. Oh, Father God, any error, Father God, the things we didn't do, the things we should have done, anything in between. Oh, glory be to God. How magnificent is your name. We thank you for your forgiving power. We thank you for your cleansing power. We thank you for your grace, your mercies, your love. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. In all things, we do give you praise, Father God. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his name shall continually be in our mouth, your name, Father. Hallelujah. Nobody else's name but yours. You are our creator. You're the lover of our soul. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first. You're the last. You're the bright and the morning star. Glory be to God, the good shepherd. Hallelujah. You're the door, the truth, the way. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father, for making a way for all mankind to turn from their sins by faith and call on the name of Jesus. And when we call on the name of Jesus, we get an answer. We get a response. Hallelujah. We get a miracle. Oh, Father God, thank you for the adoption of sons. Thank you that we are accepted in the beloved. Thank you that our sins are forgiven. Thank you that we are cleansed. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We say thank you. One more day. Millions of people didn't make it this far, but we did. And we know it's a purpose, Father God, in everything you do. So we say thank you. Another day to live, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to embrace and to refrain from embracing, another day to pray, another day to serve, another day to laugh, another day to feel, to touch, to see, to hear, to walk, to talk. Another day, Father, to inhale, exhale. Another day to speak. Another day to proclaim your glory in all of the earth. And we say thank you, God. And we bless you. And we praise you. And we magnify you. Forever, 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 and forevermore. Hallelujah. Bless our service, Father. As the word goes forth, it is your word. It is the power of your word. It is your eternal word, the word that never returns void. That word, Father God, hallelujah, a solid foundation. Oh, God, and we say thank you. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we don't want to be hearers only, but we want to be doers. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for helping us to help ourselves, that you and you alone will get the glory and be glorified, your people edified. Satan's already horrified, Father God. Hallelujah. But we are not concerned about what you have already settled. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So we commit all things into your hands. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about him. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we want to welcome each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God for taking time out. Glory be to God. Maybe you're moving around while you're listening. Amen. Nevertheless, amen. Hallelujah. The word of God standing sure. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for this platform. Amen. Thank God for this platform where we get an opportunity to lift Jesus up. We just come by, amen, to say Jesus is Lord. We just come by, amen, hallelujah. We're not looking for any crutos. We're not looking for any pats on the back, amen. We're not looking, amen, hallelujah, for anything special, amen, because he is the one that is special, amen. So this is why we can meet on this platform. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why we are faithful to this platform. No, we are not seen. Hallelujah. We don't want to be seen. Hallelujah. We want, hallelujah, the word of God to be heard. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there's no distractions. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about, amen, the faces and the makeup and the hairstyles and what's in the background. There's no distractions. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the word comes forth. And so we thank God, and we do bind every spirit of interference. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 4. 1 Samuel chapter number 4, and I want to begin reading, amen, in verse number 10. Amen. And it reads like this. It says, so the Philistines fought, and the Israelites were defeated, and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The ark of God was captured, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. That same day, a Benjamite ran from the battle line and went to Shiloh with his clothes torn and dust on his head. When he arrived, there was Eli sitting on his chair by the side of the road, watching, because his heart feared for the ark of God. When the man entered the town and told what had happened, the whole town sent up a cry. Eli heard the outcry and asked, what is the meaning of this uproar? The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes had failed so that he could not see. He told Eli, I have just come from the battle line. I fled from it this very day. Eli asked, what happened, my son? The man who brought the news replied, Israel fled before the Philistines, and the army has suffered heavy losses. Also, your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been captured. When he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell backwards off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken and he died, for he was an old man and he was heavy. He had led Israel 40 years. His daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near the time of delivery. When she heard the news that the ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth, but was overcome by her labor pains. As she was dying, the woman attending her said, "Don't despair. You have given birth to a son." But she did not respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband." She said, "The glory has departed Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." And this is the word of God, the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Now, we want to, amen, talk to you this morning from a few, for a few moments on where is the glory. Where is the glory? Beloved, we see it, glory be to God, in our scripture this morning, amen, in the 1 Samuel chapter number 4, amen, how Eli, glory be to God, he had two sons, and both of them were killed, amen, and they were some terrible, they weren't really obedient boys, they were spoiled, doing what they wanted to do, playing with God, and God said enough was enough, so God handled that, amen, and so they died. Eli, amen, to let his sons do what they want to do instead of taking control and giving discipline, amen, and treating them the way he would have treated everyone else, gave them special favor because they was his boys, and we find out after 40 years of serving Israel that Eli died. Amen. The same day that his two sons died. Glory be to God. But that wasn't enough. Glory be to God. Because of the corruption that was going on in the inner circle, not only did the two sons die and Eli died on the same day, the pregnant wife, amen, of Eli's, amen, son, his wife, she was pregnant, amen, and she went into labor, amen, early, amen, and she died, amen. So here you got four people dead on the same day, glory be to God. And it's the same day that the ark of God, amen, was captured. Oh, glory be to God. The glory had departed. The ark of God represented the glory of God. Oh, my God. And the glory had departed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was no glory. There was no glory in Israel. What a sad day. The glory had departed. Eli was dead. His two sons was dead. The daughter-in-law dead. All of this on the same day. As she, the daughter-in-law, was departing and transitioning from earth, amen, to wherever she went, she gave birth to a baby boy. And she said, I think, before she took her last breath, she said, name the baby boy Ichabod. Ichabod. Why? Because the glory is gone. There is no glory. Glory be to God. Beloved, we come to ask you a question today. Where is the glory of God in your life? Where is the glory of God in your environment? Where is the glory of God? Glory is a word used in the Bible to describe God's eternal splendor, God's eternal majesty. God is described as a sovereign king whose kingdom extends over all of the earth. God created people, you, me, Lottie, Dottie, everybody, in his image to share in his glory. And he endowed them with gifts, enabling them to honor him with all of their lives. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Is your life honoring God? Is your life honoring God's glory? Is your life honoring God's presence? Is your life honoring God's majesty? She said the glory has been departed. The glory has been swiped out. God has removed his glory. Why? Because, hallelujah, hallelujah, of non-participation. Hallelujah. A decision not to give God what is due him. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 3, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. We were born in this world on the opposite side. We were born in this world. Hallelujah. As a subject, amen, subtracted, amen, from God's glory, because we was born in sin. Oh, no. Sin cannot, amen, hold the glory. Sin does not reveal the glory. Sin blocks out the glory. Sin erases the glory. God's glory is departed wherever there is sin. Oh, glory be to God. God will not be a partaker of darkness. God will not be a partaker of sin. Oh, no, glory be. He cannot sin. God is light. God is love. Glory, God is truth. Oh, glory be to God. She said the glory has departed. Isn't that a sad commentary? Isn't that a sad commentary when we can look around and don't see God's glory? When we can look within and not have God's glory? Oh, glory be to God. God's glory is departed out of our lives, departed out of our families, departed out of our homes, departed out of our communities, departed. We do not see God's glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. God is glorious. Psalms 3:3 says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Glory be to God. It is time for us, amen, hallelujah, to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It is time for us to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To ask God, amen, to reveal his glory. Send your glory. We need your glory. As a deer that panteth after the waters, oh, my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, glory be to God. God's glory, hallelujah, must be wanted. Hallelujah, we must seek for it. Hallelujah, he says, seek me with your whole heart. Then ye shall find me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, God cannot partake. Hallelujah. And anything that does not glorify his name, beloved. And this is why we are told, quench not the spirit. We can quench the spirit. We can grieve the spirit. Why? Because we are crunching the glory of God. We're pushing God's glory out of the equation. Oh, glory be to God. 1 Peter 1:8, amen, says, and though you have not seen him, you love him, and though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory. Let me tell you something. When you walk with God, when you choose God, when you put God first, hallelujah, he said that you will walk with joy, joy unspeakable, joy unspeakable. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Full of glory, not half full of glory, not almost full of glory. We're talking about a full tank, baby, full of glory. Hallelujah. God's glory. Where is the glory? Is the glory relevant in your life? Hallelujah. Is it present in your life? Can you see the glory? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The glory is the blessing. The glory is the superabundance, the overflow. Hallelujah. He anointed my head with oil. Our cup running over. Psalms 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and the Lord gives glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Oh, God's glory. Sometimes we're shutting God out. We're pushing God out of our business. We don't want God in our business. We only want God to come in when we invite him in. Then after we get what we want, we want to throw God out. We want to evict God out. Tell God we'll call him if we need him. Oh, no, baby. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Oh, Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Either you is or you ain't. Either you tis or you taint. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where is the glory? We say we love God, but our lifestyles do not reveal it. Our choices do not reveal the glory. Our spending habits do not reveal the glory. Our conversations do not reveal the glory. Where is the glory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter number 17 and verse number 22. And Jesus is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they might be one, just as we are one. Beloved, we see here what God is urging us, participate in his glory. You see, it's God's glory. Hallelujah. He shares it with whoever he wants to share it with. But he's, amen, he's urging us to come and participate in his glory. Oh, hallelujah, we need the glory. We want the glory. Hallelujah. And sometimes when we're in situations and we feel as though, amen, God is not there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're living right, walking right, doing all you can, hallelujah, and you might feel absent of the glory, but don't be tricked. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy. Because 2 Corinthians 4:17 says this, for our momentarily light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. You know, your glory is building up. It's building up. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It might look like a slow, but it's building up. Hallelujah. You ever, amen, hallelujah, compound something and build up on something. And, amen. Might not be a big savings account, amen, but it's building up. Glory be to God. Maybe the house is being built from the ground. Might be a little, moving a little slow, but it's building up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the next verse says, but we are with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. God is moving us from glory to glory. Oh, God, why? As we are transformed. He tells us in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. And beloved, when we our minds is being transformed by the renewing of God's word, taking off the old, putting on the new, taking off the old way of thinking, putting on the new way of thinking, taking off our carnal ways, putting on our spiritual ways. Stop doing things our way and start doing things God's way. Stop seeking our own will, but seeking the will of the Father. Then we are moved from glory to glory. Come on, somebody. Where is the glory? Hallelujah. It's time for us to come up. Come up higher. Come up higher. He said his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We got to come on up higher and move from glory to glory. Glory to glory. Being elevated in the spirit. More of God. More. Hallelujah. God wants to give you more. Hallelujah, beloved. It's time to raise the bar. We get comfortable in our comfort zone. Hallelujah. When God has so much more for you to have. Jesus said, I came that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say nothing about being stingy. He didn't say something about giving you a couple crumbs here and there. But he's talking about abundance and overflow in every area of your life. He wishes that we prosper as our soul prospers. God wants you to have an overflow of abundance. In the spirit and in the natural, spirit, soul, and body, but you got to move in the glory, hallelujah. You can't prosper without the glory. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, glory be to the living God, hallelujah. Where is the glory in your life? Where is it? Hallelujah. Thank God for his glory. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Psalms 19:1 says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. When you wake up in the morning and look out, hallelujah, and you see the stars, you see the sun, you see the moon, you see the clouds, that declares the glory of God. How dare you say there's not a God? Just look up and see that the heavens are declaring it. Hallelujah. Where is the glory in your life? Hallelujah. Exodus 15:11. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head above all. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. Where is the glory? Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the first step. This is the first step. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. 2 Timothy 2:10 says this. For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus and with it eternal glory. Hallelujah. God's glory is eternal. It just doesn't show up in March, any particular month, any particular week, on your birthdays, on the day that you go to the church house, on the day that you say a prayer. No, God, glory be to God. Glory is eternal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you begin your walk with it, your experience with it, the weight of God's glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You have to be blessed to carry the weight. Hallelujah, because, hallelujah, he's so awesome. God is not stingy. Hallelujah. He wants to give you more than enough. If God's glory is absent in your life, you're in a bad place. You're in a bad place. Hallelujah. So you must give your life to him. Hallelujah. Then after you give your life to him, hallelujah, if you have given your life to Christ, hallelujah, but you're still living a life of disobedience, you cannot, amen, have the fullness of God's glory. The glory was departed from Israel because of their sin. It departed from Israel because of their disobedience. It departed. Hallelujah. God cannot partake in sin. He cannot partake, amen, in your disobedience. He cannot partake, amen, in your stubbornness. He cannot partake if you're walking in your own way. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God just don't bless mess. He just don't do it. I know you want him to. No, it don't work that way. You don't give something to God and ask him to bless it. Amen. God's going to let you know what he's going to bless. He's going to bless his word. His word is already blessed. And we have to be in agreement with, hallelujah. Come on. Come on this day. Where is the glory? Where is the glory? Where is the glory? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. And let the glory come in. Let the glory of the Lord come up and rise and shine upon us, beloved. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, this is your moment. This is your moment. Hallelujah. For the doors to open and the King of glory to come in. Hallelujah. And when he comes in, he brings every blessing with him. Because every good and perfect gift coming from above. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Glory be to God. Repeat after me. For all of you who have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father God, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save me. As I invite Jesus to come in my heart and to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be my God, to show me the way to take control over my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me for being disobedient. Thank you for forgiving me for walking in my own way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My name is erased out of the book of death. Now may your glory rise and shine in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. Welcome. We welcome you. The angels are rejoicing. Been waiting for you. Glad that you're here. It's the beginning, not the end. You've been born again into the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So now you have to connect. Amen. Hallelujah. For good Bible teaching, Bible preaching, church, and ministry such as the one you're listening to now. Amen. And we're going to help you to grow in your full, amen, salvation. Now, for those of you who are saved, but you've been a little naughty. You're sinning and you keep sinning and then you repent and you sin again and the same old sin because you're not ready. You stuck there because you're not ready to be delivered. I'm talking to the backslider. I'm talking to the backslider. You backslid in your thoughts. That makes you a sinner. The Bible says, as a man thinketh the way, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's why he said it's a sin to even look on a woman and lust after her. You never touched that woman, but you're lusting after her. See, because you sin in your thoughts. The same way you sin in your thoughts, you backslide in your thoughts. And the glory of the Lord is not there. His presence is not there. His power is not there. You're struggling. You're struggling. Why? Because you're caught between two opinions. You love God, but you don't really want to live for God all the way. You want to leave a little bit of room for yourself and whatever else the world wants to bring to you. God's glory, amen, cannot be manifested in that area, beloved. So come on, come on. He said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. What a good God. Come on, come on, come on. I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. Let us repent right now. Let's confess our sins. He said, if we confess and forsake our ways, then the Lord will have mercy. See, we want God to have mercy without us forsaking. A lot of times we confess our sins, but we don't forsake our sins. You confess your sins, and then 2 hours later, the next day, the next week, here you go again. Here we go around in circles. Let's cut the noise. Let's cut the foolishness. Let's cut it today. Amen. Come on, let us pray right now. Father God, we come asking for forgiveness. Forgive us for walking in our own way. Forgive us, Father, for not submitting ourselves all the way to you, humbling ourselves all the way. Forgive us, Father, for making room for our own desires above yours. Forgive us, Father, for the things we did we shouldn't have done, the things we did not do we should have done already. Forgive us for being torn between two lovers, loving you one day, and the next day, you ain't first at all. You're always on our list, but some days you first, and some days you second, and some days you down on the bottom of the list. Father, forgive us. When you said you want to be first, seek ye first, love you first, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul. Acknowledge you first. Don't do nothing to me. Pray about it first. Father God, and we've put ourselves before you, we've put our family before you, we put our money before you, we put a whole bunch of stuff before you, Father. But Father God, we confess it, and we want to do better, and we ask that you would help us, and we want your glory. We want your glory. We want to live in it. We want to base in it, Father God, hallelujah. Please, Father God, may not your glory depart. As our brother David prayed, Father God, create in me a clean heart. Oh, hallelujah. May not your spirit and your glory depart from us. Hallelujah. So thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoration this day, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, and we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, there it is. See how easy that was? See how easy that was? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let us stop right here and give God 30 seconds worth of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Father. Lord, we say thank you. We say thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. May not your glory depart from us again, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Your glory and sin cannot remain in the same place. It's just not possible. You're not having no part of it. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Father God, help us to help ourselves, Father God, that we might walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Walking by faith and not by sight. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For the word of God as it has come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And his word will never return unto her void. And we ask that you would visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We ask that you would consider, amen, sowing a seed. Amen. Glory be to God. A generous, amen, donation. Amen. Hallelujah. And to the soil of God's word. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can donate right on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. We meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays. We're here live at 6 a.m. Amen. 5 a.m. on social media at the morning altar. Amen. We have a prayer altar where we meet 2 times a day. Amen. Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and 9 p.m. At the altar of prayer, which we consider to be the power line. Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. And a whole lot of other stuff. Visit our website. Amen. And please be a part. Amen. First time we call you visitor, second time we call you friend. If you gave your life to Christ today, please. Or if you have any prayer requests, please reach out to us. Amen. We want to hear from you. And we want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us partner together doing the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We also will be back tonight, Lord's willing, on social media. Amen. Hallelujah. For another word. I don't know the same word, another word, or whatever the Lord wants to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless, God bless, God bless. Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the offerings. Father God, thank you for the touch. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your glory. Woo! Being revealed. Thank you for restoring your glory back into our lives. We was destitute. We was hungry. We was thirsty. Hungry and thirsting after we, oh, Father God, we was in a bad place. We was between a rock and a hard place, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you that we're up again. We're up, and we're going to stay up and keep coming up because your glory moves us up from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Oh, glory be to God. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it. We just say not so. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless, God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Signing out. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Walk in God's glory that the whole world might see and know, amen, who Jesus is. God bless you.
We need the glory.
Need.
I'm not talking about a visitation, but a move. Live in my worship. Live in my praise. We need the glory. Our hearts. Glory. Send down.